From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Thousands of American troops on the front lines of the Afghanistan war are about to hear from their commander-in-chief within moments. President Obama arrived at Bagram Airfield today in his second unannounced trip to Afghanistan this year. NPR's Ari Shapiro, who is traveling with the president, reports the itinerary changed at the last minute.
Originally, the president was supposed to be on the ground for 6 hours with stops at Bagram Air Base and the embassy and presidential palace in Kabul. He was scheduled to have a working dinner with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, but weather made the helicopter flight from Bagram to Kabul impossible. Winds are above 45 miles an hour, visibility is less than 2 miles, and the clouds are below 1,000 feet. The hour before Air Force One landed, the trip was cut in half to only 3 hours. The plan to address troops at Bagram did not change. And that was always the focus of this trip, according to White House officials. Spokesman Robert Gibbs said planning for the journey started a month ago when the president said he wanted to thank American servicemen and women for their service and sacrifice at this time of year when everyone wants to be with their families. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Bagram Air Base.
On this second day of a congressional hearing on whether to repeal the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, top uniformed Army and Marine generals say allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military during wartime is a bad idea. Marine Corps Commandant General James Amis raised concerns about a Pentagon study that highlighted mixed reactions to the idea of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Of particular concern to me is that roughly 56% of combat arms Marines voiced negative concerns. Negative benchmarks for combat arms Marines range between 66% for unit effectiveness and 58% for cohesion.
Yesterday, the Secretary of Defense and the Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff testified in favor of overturning the ban on openly gay service. Job creation in the U.S. is turning out to be much weaker than expected. Labor Department reported the unemployment rate had risen to 9.8%. More from NPR's Jim Zeroli.
After October's stronger-than-expected jobs report, some economists were saying that the job market was finally showing momentum. But the November report was a disappointment on a number of fronts. Private sector employment rose by just 50,000. With weak job creation and more people entering the labor market, the unemployment rate rose by 0.2 percentage point to 9.8%. Meanwhile, average hourly earnings were flat. The number of unemployed people in the country was 15.1 million. The government did revise the number of jobs created in September and October upward slightly, but that was among the only positive things in the report. The weak report is likely to put more pressure on Congress and the White House to extend unemployment benefits again.
NPR's Jim Zeroli. This is NPR. A criminal probe is underway at Arlington National Cemetery. NPR's Allison Keyes reports 8 urns containing cremated remains were found buried in a single grave.
The urns were actually found in October. Cemetery spokeswoman Caitlin Horst says the fact that 8 sets of remains were found in one site was suspect and didn't appear likely to be a mistake, but she declined to speculate on how such a thing could have happened. 3 of the 8 have been identified and their families notified. 1 has been reinterred in the proper grave site. A 4th set of remains, which could not be identified, has been reburied in a grave site marked unknown. The cemetery is still trying to identify the other 4. The investigation is ongoing, but comes in the wake of a June Army Inspector General's report that found that more than 200 graves at Arlington were unmarked or misidentified. Cemetery officials say they're committed to restoring its integrity. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
An unmanned aircraft that spent 7 months in space on a secret mission is back in the U.S. Air Force spokesman Jeremy Eggers says the X-37B plane landed this morning at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It was launched into orbit from Florida in April for a 270-day mission, which the military insists was nothing more than a test run. A rear-mounted video camera is one of those extras that drives up the cost of a vehicle, but the device could become the norm in the next few years. The government's proposing new rules today to outfit future vehicles with cameras that allow drivers to back up safely and avoid possibly running over children. The plan is expected to be phased in by most car makers during the 2012 to 2014 model years. This is NPR News.